Hello out there, and welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast. Did you ever tell yourself there's so many resources out there, I'm feeling overwhelmed, or where do I even start? Or have you tried contacting numerous resources and keep getting the runaround? On today's show, we'll welcome back the director of the country's foremost peer-to-peer support organization for veterans and families, who can address those concerns and much more. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Your Next Mission video podcast, where we tell the stories of those who have served in the past and those who are serving today. From transition to financial wellness, VA benefits to mental health, we cover issues facing veterans, active military, and their families. Now here's your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army and co-founder of the American Freedom Foundation, Jack L. Tilley.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks to all of our veteran service members and their families for your service to our great country. Now, before we get started, I personally want to thank our presenting sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, whose members are the mission, and Purdue Global, where you can start your comeback. With additional sponsorship from Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental and Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision and USAA, together, they make Your Next Mission happen. They love our veterans and families. And if you listen to the show before, I always say the same thing. We love them too. Today, we're gonna be talking about peer-to-peer support for our veterans and families. And I'm so excited to introduce a friend, to bring him back on the show. My friend, Major General Retired Mark A. Graham, Director of the Vets for Warriors Foundation. Sir, welcome to the show.
Hey, Sergeant Major, thanks for having me back. I appreciate you having me back on. I know you all are doing great work there. Well, thank you for that.
We're trying to help as many veterans as we can, just like you are, sir. Sir, you have a compelling story, and I'm sure it's a driving motivation behind you joining Four Vets Warriors some, I guess it was like 13 years ago. Could you tell us that story and then, of course, you know, a little bit about yourself?
Sure. So and thanks again for the opportunity to help us get the word out. Vets for Warriors, our goal is that no one's ever alone. We hire veterans, we train veterans, and they answer the calls live within 30 seconds, 24 hours a day.
Perfect.
It's a national program, global, if you will. Anybody from anywhere in the world can call us, or they can reach us through our website on live chat. So it's a win-win. We're hiring veterans to help other veterans and their families. Also, active duty, guard, and reserve can reach us because transitions are tough, as we all know. And we're here to help those. All of our peers have transitioned from the military, and they understand the challenges. So at Vets for Warriors, and you can see the number on the screen, they can call anytime. And we talk to you once, we talk to you twice, we talk to you as long as you want. We follow up with you. So once you call, we connect you to resources, we talk to you about what's going on, help you set goals if you want. We work with you however you want, as long as you want. And our goal is to improve your well-being. I mean, everybody goes through tough spots. And, I got here 11 years ago. And since Vets Warriors started, we've had over 845,000 contacts. And we're helping about 8,500 to 9,000 individuals a year. And of those, most of them are new individuals who've never reached out before in over 12 years of Vets for Warriors being around. So you can see we're still talking to some that have called us in the past, but if you call us now and we haven't never talked to you before, then that's considered a new, unique individual. And since July of 23 through the end of June of 24, we average 24 new individuals a day reaching out to Vets for Warriors who've never talked to us before. So the trust and confidence in the work our peers are doing is well received, and more and more are telling each other and sharing the word, and that's our goal. It's confidential, Sergeant Major. So when you call here, we don't tell others anything about what you're going through. That stays with us. Whether you're still active duty or if you're a veteran, we won't talk to your employer. We don't talk to the VA. We connect you with it. Whatever you're going through, and it's not a surprise why individuals are calling. Anxiety, stress, post-traumatic stress, loneliness, you know, family relationships, finances, housing, employment. I think at this point, if you name it, we've probably talked to somebody about it, and we've got a resource we can connect you to. And once we connect you to a resource, we follow up with you to say, hey, how'd that go? To make sure we're connecting you to the best resources, not just good or okay resources, but the best resources that are out there, because there are a lot of them out there, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of resources. We're part of the network, part of this ecosystem, if you will. And we understand we're not the end-all, be-all. We're just part of the team. So the goal is reach out to us. Don't thumb through and keep looking and wondering, and don't get more frustrated because you're not sure who to call or where to go. Just reach out to a Vets for Warriors peer. Talk to them. Let them help you find that. Let them work together with you, just like you did in the military. Work as a team and help get through this.
Yeah. Sir, you're doing some great work. I know you don't like talking about yourself very much, but can you tell the audience just a little bit about you, about General Graham?
I was in the Army 34 and a half years, never planned to stay. My plan was 4 years out of Army ROTC in college and go to law school. And I was infected by soldiers. And I just got around soldiers, and I just couldn't think of anything else that I wanted to do. So when, you know, my 4 years came up, I just kept going and just kept staying and just kept being around great soldiers and their families. And I couldn't think of anything else that I would rather be doing than serving. Had a lot of different assignments. I'm an artillery guy by trade, so I'm a red leg. I'm not an airborne guy, so I'm a leg.
I'm an airborne guy.
After my 34 years in the Army, I wasn't sure what to do. Our family's been through some tragedy, as you know, and we lost two sons. We had three kids, two boys and a girl, and lost our two sons. Kevin was a 21-year-old Army ROTC scholarship cadet at the University of Kentucky, studying to be an Army doctor, struggling from depression. I was stationed in Korea with my wife at the time, and Kevin died by suicide. He was a week out from going to Warrior Forge, the ROTC advanced camp, if you will, between your junior and senior year. He was on medication, came off the medication, and was spiraling, and that took his own life. His brother and sister lived in the same apartment. They didn't know he was struggling with depression. He was ashamed of it, and the stigma is still out there. It's not as bad as it was, I don't think. I think it's getting better. I think work like you're doing, and we're trying to do at Vets for Warriors, helps get the word out to let everybody know that, you know, there's hope, there's help. Mental health is an illness. And it's real. And if you had a broken arm or a bad back or a bad shoulder, we'd get you right into healthcare. So mental health needs to be part of healthcare and not just a separate part, not a separate building, not a separate thing, but it needs to be part of what we do every day. And then our oldest son, Jeff, was an Armor officer, commissioned Armor officer. He was also an ROTC scholarship student at the University of Kentucky, graduated with an engineering degree. Chose Armor as his branch, was getting ready to go to Fort Riley, Kansas to deploy with the Big Red One. His brigade was already deployed. He was going to go be a replacement platoon leader. But when his brother died, they were best friends as well as brothers. And when Kevin died, Jeff was told by the Army senior leadership, you don't have to go. You can stay at Fort Knox and serve there, and we'll figure it out later. But take your time and take care of your family and yourself. And Jeff and I went on a walk one night, and we never went for walks. We go running sometimes, but we never went for walks. And he looked at me in a way I never seen him look at me before. And he said, Dad, you know, I've got to go. And I said, you don't have to go, Jeff. The Army said you don't have to go. And, you know, we need you. Mom and I need you. Your sister, Melanie, needs you. We all need you here. And he said, Dad, I understand that, but, you know, I got to go. And so the father in me didn't want him to go, but the soldier in me knew and understand why he felt like he had to go. So I said, you go, son, but you bring all those soldiers home. And he got them all home, but two, himself and Roger Ling from New York City, New York. And Jeff was killed by an ID that was on a bridge. They were on a foot patrol, and he saw something wrong up on the bridge, and stopped this platoon and was walking up near the bridge. And they set off the IED by cell phone on February 19th, 2004. It was one of the first IEDs detonated by cell phone in Iraq. It's in Chaldea, right outside of Fallujah. So, you know, we had our daughter Melanie. So I moved back to the States. I came back from Korea to Fort Sill. I became the chief of staff eventually once I took some time. And after I retired from the Army years later, I came back as a colonel. I got promoted. My boss told me, don't make any big decisions yet, because I was ready to retire, not knowing that, you know, I guess I was on the list and didn't even know it. He said, don't make any decisions yet. I said, okay, sir, I'll wait. And because I tell you, I was out. I told him, I said, sir, my tank's empty. I'm out of gas. I got nothing left here. And he asked me to hold on. So I did. And it worked out to where I was able to stay in the Army and with kind of a new mission in the Army. I mean, I still had the same mission I had as a senior officer, but I think my mission was changed somewhat because I now understood loss and mental health in a way I never had before. In a way you don't want to learn. I mean, I tell people, I learned about mental health and mental illness in a way I never wanted to, and you would never want to. So we didn't want anyone else to go through this. So we talk about suicide prevention and intervention all the time. That's why I'm at Vets for Warriors. Our goal is to help individuals before they reach a point of crisis. We're not a crisis line. I mean, if you call and you're in crisis, we'll help you. We've got licensed clinicians also on our team. They don't answer the phones, but they do the trainings for our peers. They review cases. So if you're struggling and you need to talk to somebody, call us. No matter how bad you're struggling, there's the Veteran Crisis Line, 988, and press 1. But we want you to call us early on. Don't wait to that point. Don't wait till you're at the point of making a decision to take your life. Call us. Let's talk early and get you some help, get you care, whatever it is. And again, that might, you might be doing fine, but you hit a bump in the road, you hit some hard times, call us. We've all gone through tough times, and let's help you. That's what we're here for. And we talk to a lot of new individuals every day. And we've got some individuals we've been talking to once a month for years because they want that call back every month. They want that check-in. Okay, we'll do that check-in every month for you. So I retired from the Army. I didn't know what I was going to do. I went around speaking. My wife and I did some speaking. I did a little consulting for a small veteran nonprofit. Then the phone rang, and no kidding, the day my consulting agreement ended, the next day the phone rang, and I got offered this position. So I flew up to New Jersey. I live in New Jersey. I never thought. I'm from St. Louis. My wife's from Kentucky, and we love where we are, and I was going to stay here 5 years and then stop, and I've been here 11 years, and I'm not stopping. Our son Jeff talked to me the night before he deployed, talked to my wife and I, and called us, and I don't know if I told you this before, he called us the night before he deployed and stopped in conversation because somebody knocked at his door at Fort Riley on his apartment. Said, are you the lieutenant whose brother killed himself? And my son Jeff said, yeah, I am. Why? He said, well, my dad died like that, and I'm having those same thoughts. I think I need to talk to you. So we don't know to this day what Jeff said or what this soldier said to Jeffrey. But he called us back about 3 hours later. We'd gone to bed. It was late. We were pretty sad that we hadn't talked to him because he was deploying the next day. And he called us late that night, and he was crying, and he didn't cry. He just wasn't kind of like me. He didn't want to kind of cry much. And he told us, you know, that this soldier came to his door, and he said, you know, before Kevin died, I would have talked to him a lot differently. I'd have said, hey, let's go play ball, let's play some video games, have a beer or something and talk. And he goes, it was very different since we lost Kevin. And he came to my door, and he said, he asked my wife first, he said, Mom, promise me that you and Dad will keep doing what you're doing and tell other people about mental health and mental illness and help them know it's an illness and there's help for them. And Carol said, of course, we'll keep doing this. And then he said, I need to talk to Dad. So he asked me the same thing. And I said, yes, of course. And he said, Dad, there are a lot of Kevins out there. And he said, they need help. So please keep helping them. So,
as you're talking, I'm thinking about the fact, you know, in the Army, for me and you, for anybody that served, anybody listened, we're taught to sort of keep things to ourselves. You know, that's part of our DNA. You know, you're not going to share much. I mean, you may share it with your spouse or your your mother or father or somebody, but you, for the most part, you're not going to say too much about it. Because I think most people think if you say something about it, you got a chink in your armor. And so that makes it tough. You know, sir, when you were on the show, a couple of years ago, Vets for Warriors, main focus, I think you probably went through most of these, but I'm going to make sure I hit this question. Well, main focus was mental health challenges and helping those who are having struggles, coping in life. And you really have broadened what you talked about a couple of minutes ago, that mission considerably. Is there any more that you want to talk about that, your mission, how it's broadened in the last few years?
Yeah, we initially started doing mainly people calling when they're struggling with mental health. But then typically when somebody's going through some challenges in their life, it's not just one. And they'll call for one reason. And then as the peers start talking to them, and again, this is confidential. It can be anonymous, by the way. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you call, I don't know if you're giving me your real name. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, not that your name's not important, but that to us, the key is let's help you. Let's be there with it. Let's assist you. So when they called, you know, we would work. And then, so people were asking us, hey, can you help me find a place to live? Can you help me, you know, not just get into care, but some people were calling us saying, hey, can you help me get a job? Can you help me, you know, X, Y, Z? And so we realized, you know, we really need to start doing that better. So now this is several years ago now. And really in the last 2 years, it's really continued, almost exploded, like where we connect you to resources, and then we reach out and follow up. So we stay with you as long as you want. So the caller's the one who tells us when he or she doesn't need any more callbacks. And we respect that. And we tell them when we finish, we say, look, are you connected to a veteran organization so you can stay connected to some veterans? And because that's important to keep going. And
well, I think the really thing that's important is the feedback. You know that you're there for them. Hey, if you want to talk, I'm here for you. I'll call you back or do whatever. Because I think sometimes we have a tendency of just sort of saying, yeah, I've answered your problem. See you later, and let it go. Yeah.
Exactly right. And so we've always followed up, but it's just continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger. We're now at the point now where those who have reached out to us and talked to us are now telling other people about us for the last few years. And so that's made it. If early on they weren't doing that, but I think all these different programs out there and everyone trying to help and work so hard, it has made the stigma better. But I got to tell you, it's still out there. You know, it's still tough to ask for help. I mean, we all know that it's hard to ask for help because we're the helpers, right? We're the ones helping in the military. So we just want everybody to know, hey, don't go through this alone. Don't go through this alone. Reach out, talk to us. You know, go to your computer and chat with us online through our online chat if you don't want to talk on the phone. But give us a call and talk to us. And you know, we'll work with whatever you're going through, we can work it through with you for as long as it takes.
One of the things I think we ought to do too is we ought to start talking about that, why they're in the military. It's talking about these issues, about what you're going to go through when you go to war and what you're going to, you know, all those little things that happen, you know, because I tell people all the time, you know, I came back out of war. I was a changed. I went from 18 to 55. I didn't look at things the same way. I had anger issues for probably about 10 years. And there's just a lot of things that was going on that was tough. So it was hard. It was really hard for me to make that adjustment. Sir, what challenges do you face in providing support and addressing the unique needs of our veterans communities, that they're facing?
One of the biggest ones is spreading the word so people know to call. Mm-hmm. I'm still not frustrated, but I just wish we could continue to get the word out more. And we're getting the word. I mean, you know, almost 9,000 people, individuals that have served or their family members called us, you know, talked to us in the last year. Our goal in 2025 is 10,000 new individuals because the need's out there. And I had somebody. You know, just 8 weeks ago said, well, yeah, but, you know, there's not that many veterans anymore. I said, you know, there's like 150,000 individuals get out of the military every year. And they were kind of stunned by that. And I said, so we're continuing to bring young individuals into the military. And then they continue. Some stay. But as you know, it's not a big percentage. And the rest serve. But then they get out and do something else in life, which is fine. That's great. So there's a lot of people out there. And they don't want their civilian boss to know they're struggling either, by the way. So we get so many veterans and they'll say on the phone, hey, you're not going to tell my company this, are you? We say, look, we guarantee you we're not telling anybody else that you called us. And you can almost feel the anxiety in their voice go down when you let them know this truly is confidential. And we tell them, hey, look, if you don't want to give us your real name, that's your decision. You know, that's not important to us. We just want to be able to make sure we're connecting you to resources and helping you. And a lot of people call us and they don't want callbacks. They don't want a resource. They just want to talk to somebody. Like you said, you know, they've been deployed. They've been through a tough training cycle and they're just really having a hard time and they need to talk to somebody. Like, am I the only one going through this? No, you're not. A lot of people going through it. And, you know, this is sadly, this is normal, what you're going through. And that helps, I think, helps them. And I got to tell you, we use a model called reciprocal peer support. And it is reciprocal because our peers get a lot out of it, too. I mean, they grow. They tell me they grow, too. 70% of our veteran peers on our team are combat veterans. And so so many of them deployed. We also have Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps peers, male, female. And we answer calls no matter what era of conflict, from Vietnam forward. If you got any World War II or Korean veterans out there, they can call, too.
I tell you, the other thing, it doesn't matter if it's officer or non-commissioned officer. It could be a senior officer. I mean, it's the whole gauntlet.
Exactly right. And we don't do rank. Yeah. So when you call, we don't ask you what your rank is, and we don't care. I mean, it doesn't matter. You know, you served or you're serving, and let's figure this out together. And I know we've had people from all different ranks and backgrounds call us, and I think it's important. We had a guy call us. We had a guy, you know, every once in a while people think, oh, I bet everybody that calls, it's a Marine wants to talk to a Marine and an Army guy wants to talk to another Army guy. We find that's not the case. What they find out is you served, I served, you served, and I'm serving. Let's talk because we have a commonality. So our peer support model is a little different than a lot. It's cultural peer support. We start with strength. You served, or you're serving, I served, or I served. And we go from there. Okay, so we make a connection. And then our tagline is discover the power of connection. So once you make a connection, then you can really start talking. And then you can say, hey, you know, what's going on? You know, you called today. Thanks for doing that. You must have had a reason to call me. What's going on? And then they start opening up. And then our peers can tell them as much or as little about themselves. Our peers do a great job of listening. They should do more. We tell peers, you should be listening a lot more than you're talking. And they do that, and they go through active listening training and all that. And so they do a good job of that. So I think you'll find that most that have come through and connected to a resource, about 50% or a little more than 50% now, and it ebbs and flows, want callbacks.
Yeah.
Pretty high. They came to me one time. You know, I'll tell you, several years ago, they came to me one time and they said, hey, sir, it was about 40% at the time. Hey, sir, about 40% of our callers are asking for follow-up calls. And I said, go back and look at check your data. I'm an artillery guy, right? Go check your data. Because that sounds like a lot. That's pretty high, right? I mean, I was kind of surprised. And then they came back and said, yeah, you're right, sir. We were wrong. It's 46%. And so now it's been over 50 and it flows. So I used to tell people it's literally about 50-50. Yeah. We had a Vietnam era veteran call us 2:00 in the morning and talk to one of our peers. She was a mid-20s-year-old combat veteran from Iraq. And this Vietnam-era veteran lived in the Southeast, called her 2:00 in the morning. They talked for 15, 20 minutes. And she said, hey, I'd like to give you a call back, check on you and see how you're doing. And he goes, you know, I don't need a call back. Somebody gave me this number and said, if you call this number, a veteran's going to answer the phone live. And he goes, darn, if you didn't answer the phone live.
Yeah.
And he goes, and I just need to talk to somebody else who served.
Well, sometimes it's just the fact that you just want, just what you just said, you just want to talk to somebody that's, you know, thinks the same way you do, understands exactly what you're talking about. You know, so this is a great discussion. So in our next segment, though, I'd like to discuss the various programs you offer to provide the support to our veteran community. But first, you know, we need to take a quick break. Like everything else, we got to get our sponsors out of the break. Hold that thought. I'll be right back. This is Your Next Mission Video Podcast with me, your host, Jack F. Tully, 12th Sergeant Major Army. If you're enjoying this discussion, and I know you are because we're talking about issues that our veteran community has, please like us, click on that subscribe button below, and be sure to click on the bell to receive notifications of all of our upcoming video podcast releases. I'll be right back after a word from our presenting sponsors.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, proudly presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, the most trusted credit union owned by members of the military community, serving all branches of the armed forces and their families. Their members are the mission. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. And Purdue Global. You're ready for a comeback, and with Purdue Global, you can do more than take classes. You can take charge of your story, of your career, of your life. Earn a degree you can be proud of and get an education employers respect. Start your comeback at PurdueGlobal.edu. Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're talking about peer-to-peer veteran support with Major General Retired Mark A. Graham, Director of Vets for Warriors. Before we get back to our discussion, I'd like to take a few seconds to tell you about a new program we're excited about called Your Next Mission VCS, a Veterans Community Support Program, where we'll provide personalized one-on-one support to address unique needs within the veteran community, facilitated through our many partnerships with other veteran service organizations. Please check us out at yournextmission.org/VCS and enroll to participate today. Remember, we want to help you with whatever issues you or your family are facing, so please reach out to us. Sir, I think another thing that makes Vets for Warriors so unique is the different programs you offer, like Moms to Moms and so on. Would you talk about that, some of those programs?
Yeah, so I run the whole call center. So I run a national call center here. Vets for Warriors is our largest national program. We have 14 peer support programs. So we not only, you call us and talk to us, we connect you to resources, we follow up across the country. A couple things, I'll talk about those programs too. We also have an ambassador program for anybody who wants to help, and they're volunteers. Our peers are employees, but our ambassadors are volunteers because there are other parts of the country. We can't send peers all over to events and meetings. So they help share the word about Vets for Warriors and give out materials and help us get the word out. They also share on social media and all those things. They like us, they follow us, and then they help us by connecting to their networks. So our ambassadors are a very big help. They also tell us what's going on in their community so we know what issues, what resources do we need to make sure we've got in our toolkit for their communities. And then sometimes when someone calls with an issue, we also have peer programs in our call center that are really powerful programs. We all use the same model, reciprocal peer support. For example, Mom to Mom is a peer program for mothers of special needs children or fathers. And so if you're in the Exceptional Family Member Program, or if you've got special needs children, you can call. If you talk to Vets for Warriors and you tell us that, we can help connect you to a peer at Mom to Mom who can call you. They'll call you. They can reach out to you if you give us permission for them to do so. And they can talk to you. And then they can start a dialogue with you separate from us. We never see the conversations you're having with that other peer. We keep it all separate. It's all firewalled and separated. We have a program called Cop to Cop for law enforcement, Nurse to Nurse for nurses. We have a program for Child Protective Service workers called Worker to Worker. We have a program called Care to Caregivers if you're caring for someone with dementia and Alzheimer's, with the elderly. So we have 14 programs that are out there. So no matter what you call us for, we connect you to resources. And in many cases, we have a resource, another peer resource that can help you as well. And they have a real narrow view of other resources in real detail for you. So we can connect you to a broader scope of resources. But when we talk to you, we try to connect you to community-based resources because that's where you live and work. But some people say, yeah, I really don't want to go. I really don't want to be connected to a resource in my community because I don't want anybody to see me or know. Okay, well, let's connect you to a regional, state, or a national resource. And they'll say, okay, so whatever you need. And oftentimes some of our other peer programs are what they need. I can give you an example that helped. We had a spouse call, and she was calling about her husband. He was going to retire, and she was worried about it. He'd been deployed, and she was worried about, what he's going to do when he retires. And the peer kept, you know, talking to her, and then found out she had a special needs child. And she was concerned, you know, when my husband leaves active duty, what resources are going to be available? So the peer said, you know, we have a program called Mom to Mom, and they help families with special needs children, you know, that with peer support, and then they connect you to resources. Would you like me to connect you to a mom? So she warm transferred her over to one of the Mom to Mom peers. She talked to her, and I think the Mom to Mom peer talked to her longer and or more often. I think it was almost 3 months longer than the peer did. So at one point, this spouse was being a Vets Warriors peer was talking to her, and a Mom to Mom peer was talking to her. And you know, I don't think we ever talked to the service member. I'm not aware if we ever talked. If we did, we don't know it. So I think that's part of the key and part of the power is the resources we've built and being able to connect folks to a lot of great resources.
Yeah, I don't know if you know it or not. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But I have a son, older son, that had pneumococcus meningitis, left him temporarily blind, deaf. And, you know, so he's a little bit over 50, 51, almost 51. But he's probably mentally about 13 or 14. Smart young man, does a really good job. But for years, I wouldn't talk to anybody about him in the military. I mean, I didn't get on the exceptional family member program because I thought it'd affect my promotions and all sorts. So I sort of worked the issues. Me and my wife really worked the issues more than I did. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I think that the key, I mean, you're saying you're doing a lot of good stuff, but the key is talk to each other, help each other out. Don't sit and think you're by yourself because you're not. And it doesn't matter, just what we said a minute, it doesn't matter if you're a general or you're a private. You're all veterans and you're going to help each other. Sir, we got a lot more to talk about, but unfortunately, we got to take another quick break. I'll be right back. Now, here's a word from two more of the organizations that helped make this show possible.
You're watching Your Next Mission video podcast, brought to you in part by Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision.
Part of transitioning out is that dental and vision insurance breaks off from your medical insurance.
Vision and dental is very important to be able to enjoy your retirement.
Blue Cross Blue Shield makes a transition so much easier.
And USAA.
A promise is a trust not to be broken, whether spoken with an oath or sealed with a pinky. And after 100 years, we're still taking care of the military community and their families. That's our mission, always.
Now back to your host, the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack L. Tilley.
Welcome back. We're blessed to be here today with Major General and my friend, retired Mark A. Graham, Director of Vets for Warriors. You know, remember, this is your show. We know there are so many issues that directly affect you, and we want to address each and every one of them. So please, as I've said before in a lot of shows, reach out to me. Tell me what topics you'd like us to cover. You can call or text me at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatilly@yournextmission.org. And guess what? I'll reach back out to you. Sir, Face to Fight is an initiative we support as a coalition partner. And I know that Vets for Warrior also is a coalition partner. Would you talk about your partnership with Face to Fight and the impact they are having?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we were one of the initial members of the Face to Fight Coalition. I was fortunate enough to be there when they had their kickoff in Washington, D.C., the U.S. Chamber of Commerce with Hiring Our Heroes team and USAA, of course. We've been with them for a long time. They're a great supporter of what we do and the other organizations. So Face the Fight is a great cause because the idea is face the fight. Don't turn away from it and run, because we don't ever do that. And service members we don't run, we face the fight.
That's right.
So let's face the fight of suicide. Let's stop it. Let's reduce it, but then let's stop it. Let's keep all our soldiers, service members, airmen, no matter what service you've been in, whether you're a spouse, whether you're a veteran, a service member, stay alive. So face the fight. Call somebody, talk to somebody, get assistance. There are some great organizations, as you know, you all are part of it. And we all work together. No one can do this on their own. And so it takes a lot of organizations that do different things. So we're really excited to be a part of this. And I'm getting ready to fly to Oregon here this week on Wednesday to be part of the VA DOD Suicide Prevention Conference. I'm on a panel for Face the Fight with some other great organizations to continue letting individuals know and help spread the word about Face the Fight so we can grow the coalition and get everybody involved. Because the more we can get others involved, the more people will know about Face the Fight. They'll know about the resources and the people they can call that can help them and organizations that are there. So it's a great organization. It's only been around a year or so, and it's already making a huge difference, a huge difference. Face the Fight was just awarded the Lifesaver Award by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention for the work they're doing and bringing a coalition together from private industry and nonprofits and different veteran organizations. It's really impressive.
Yeah. Sir, I see the Vets for Warriors phone number and website on your background. I don't know if I see the website or not, but please tell our audience how they can best reach out for help if they want to contact you. What's the website and the phone number?
Sure. 855-838-8255, 24 hours a day, live within 30 seconds, a veteran will answer the phone. No matter where you are, what time zone you're in, doesn't matter. And then you can go to vetsforwarriors.com. It's vets with the four in it, V-E-T-S four, the number four, warriors.com. Go on the website. You can see a lot of information there. It gives you a lot of different information. You can see other interviews and resources and events. The other thing I think is important is if you're an ambassador, if you become an ambassador for Vets for Warriors, you get access to what we have as an ambassador portal on our website. And you get there's a social media toolkit involved with that you can use to help others. So if you want to get involved and help others to know more about Vets for Warriors so that they don't have to be alone. A lot of times what I tell Sergeant Major, what I tell individuals is put Vets for Warriors phone number as in your contacts in your phone. Mm-hmm. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, if you're with a friend or a buddy and they're struggling, say, hey, man, let's call Vets for Warriors together and just dial the number. Yeah. You know, you can say, hey, and then that word that your phone pops on, right? You can do that as well. You can do through the website, you can do live chats. We've got a new texting platform that's going to roll out here probably by the end of July, early August. And we got a mobile app coming here early this fall. We'll have a mobile app available. We want to offer as many channels as possible for everyone to be able to connect to us and reach us however they want to. We want to meet folks where they are. Yeah. And whether you live in the middle of nowhere or whether you're in the middle of a big urban area, you know, oftentimes we get calls that they say they're feeling all alone and isolated and you can hear other people around them. And that's a red flag. That's a concern. So, you know, don't be out there. Don't feel like you're ever alone. Please don't do that. Call us, talk to us. We're here for you every day, every hour of the day. The number of continuous hours we've been going now is a incredible number of hours that we've never stopped and we won't.
Yeah, sir. Yeah. Sir, this has been, first of all, let me say thank you for what you're doing. You're making a difference each and every day. And I know there's a lot of people out there. And anyway, I just thank you for what you're doing. And again, this has been a great discussion. And you're doing some amazing work, providing support to our veteran community. Is there anything we missed or maybe some final thoughts that you want to share with the audience? Maybe something that you want to emphasize again or maybe something we missed or didn't ask you the right question or something?
Thanks, Sergeant Major. First, thank you and Ted and team, Your Next Mission for the work you're doing. Your podcast is growing and growing, more and more followers all the time. So I'd encourage everyone to follow you all, subscribe and join. We can all be part of Face the Fight, no matter which organization you reach out to. It takes all of us working 24/7 because there's a lot of veterans out there, a lot of service members. We are working more in the transition space to help individuals before they transition because that's a vulnerable time when you're leaving the military. What we find is it's tough. Leaving the military is tough. You know, I did a blog not long ago, and I talked about two things. You know, camaraderie and a sense of purpose. And that's the two things most miss when they leave is camaraderie and sense of purpose. Mm-hmm. So, you know, talk to us, you know, become an ambassador for Vets Warriors. You know, you'll get some camaraderie back because you'll be part of a big team. You'll also get a sense of purpose back. Join another organization. There are a lot of them out there. not just Vets for Warriors. There's a lot of them out there. So join one, become part of it, become part of one of those teams, and help others, because it'll help you too.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Now sometimes it's tough to do that because you got to get through, you know, you got to get to a better place in your own life. So don't look too far ahead. Get things together. We often say you can't help someone else until you're helping, you know, you can't help somebody else until you're helping yourself.
Yeah. Hey, sir, I can't thank you enough for what you're doing, and keep up the good work, and know that anytime that I can help you, either myself or Ted on American Freedom Foundation or Your Next Mission, you know, we're only an email or a phone call away, and we'll come running. We'll do whatever we got to do to help you as much as we can. So God bless you, and thank you so much for coming on the show. We certainly appreciate
it. Thank you, Sergeant Major. Thanks to all of you out there viewing for your service to our nation, and what you've done and what you continue to do, and for your wonderful families.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you. Thanks so much. Thanks again to Major General Retired Mark A. Graham, my friend, for being with us today. I'm Jack L. Tully, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, and you've been enjoying Your Next Mission video podcast, and thank you for joining us. Log on to our website at yournextmission.org and leave me a review. I always say it's a good review, but you got to tell us what you want. You got to tell us what we're doing good and what we're doing bad. While you're there, you can visit our nonprofit and corporate partners who have jobs and services available that can assist you in your transition from the military. And check out our job board in partnership with Recruit Military, where you can search for a job that's just right for you. Please go to our website and watch a short video that will help fine-tune your search, where you can create your own personal profile. You can follow me on all my personal social media pages, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Rumble. And if you like what we're doing with Your Next Mission, please click on that subscribe button below. And don't forget to click on the bell to receive notifications about our upcoming video podcast. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Please leave me a message or send me a text at 844-424-1134. Send me an email at smatelly@yournextmission.org. Thanks again to, my friend, Major General Graham, for joining us today. And he said it probably better than this old soldier can. You're not alone. You're not by yourself. All of us struggle. It'd be a general officer, a private, or whoever, but you're not alone. You're not by yourself. So reach out to somebody, talk to them, tell them how you feel. The worst thing in the world is to go home or go to your house and sit on that couch and don't do anything. That's not the way to do it. Reach out to your friends. And I'll tell you one other thing. I got a program we started a long time ago, 12th Sergeant Major of the Army. I asked everybody on the 12th day of each month, call a veteran. Check on a veteran. Check on a family member. See how they're doing. See what you can do to help. But the one thing you can't do is sit on your backside and not do nothing, because we got to help each other out. This is a small community, and we got to do all we can to help our veteran and their families out, our veterans and their families out as much as we can. Thanks again for watching, and thanks to New Mind Studios, and of course, our sponsors, Navy Federal Credit Union, Purdue Global, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Dental, Blue Cross Blue Shield FEP Vision, and USAA. We appreciate all you do for our military. And as always, see you on the high ground. Hooah!
You've been listening to Your Next Mission, brought to you by the American Freedom Foundation. Learn more by visiting yournextmission.org.